Hi guys, so it's just Hamish here again with the next vlog. I'm here to talk to you about the requirements that you have to fulfill before you can go on placement. So as an OT, halfway through my third year, we're about to go on our first placement. And in order to be eligible to do that, we've got to meet certain requirements. So things such as making sure we have all the correct immunisations, just as a matter of freeing ourselves from a lot of the risk that's associated with that. Other things such as making sure we've had contact with our placement supervisors so that we know what kind of tasks we might be partaking in over the course of our time on the placement. There's also things such as knowing what uniform might be appropriate or not. So in some settings, you're expected to wear a more formal type of dress wear, and so some might ask us to wear our OT tops, which I have here. We're noticeable because of the navy top, and we've also got the white trim around the edges of ours. We're also expected to wear our name badges, as you can see there. So that's just a few of the things that we have to do. Along with that, we have to do a police check, a working with children's check to make sure that we haven't got any past history that'll negatively affect our placement. And also, we have to go through the university telling them that we will try and fulfill all these requirements within the time that they designate. So you kind of got to get it done a couple of months in advance, so that you're accepted for the placement. But that's just a few of the things that I've had to do over the last couple of months, and I've got placement coming up this week, so really looking forward to it. But until next time, see you then.